I wasn't recruited at all. I suffered two injuries to the right knee in high school, my junior and senior year, which led me to not be recruited. I applied for Rutgers, and I applied for Temple. Rutgers didn't accept me. Temple did. I went to Temple and walked onto the team there and made it my home.
I think that set me apart a lot of times. I'm versatile. I played a little bit of every position. I played inside, outside. I played it heavy. I played light. I think about me, too, is look at my pass rush moves. I've done a little bit of everything. My arsenal is really wide. Stab, I can bull, I can spin, I can speed rush. So the arsenal I have and all the combination of positions I've played from, three tech, four tech, five tech, or, weak side end. So all of them different things kind of add up to make me, a little bit, separate me a little bit.
I mean, if I was a defensive coordinator, I would rather have bullets, rather than, just some people that just sit out there at the line of scrimmage, I'd rather have people that penetrate, get in the backfield, make tackles, who quick, how to use their hands. I love Dominique Easley, man. That was one of my idols, actually, coming out of high school. I wanted to be like him and Sharif. I was hoping him and Sharif stayed there so I could learn from him, but I definitely learned some things from Dominique Easley, man. He was a set of example with that great motor he has, and he was, slightly undersized as me as well, but, that didn't stop him. They couldn't stop him. So, that just, gave me hope and, made me the player I am.
I got here by sacking the quarterback. That's not a secret. So I feel like most teams have mine that's going to play me, as I'm supposed to be played. And that's me getting the quarterback, me covering what I need to cover, when it's necessary, me playing special teams, things like that. I'm big, I'm athletic, I can move. So really just using me how, I'm supposed to be used.
Perfect world. Whoever picks up the phone and calls, and I feel as though it doesn't matter where I go. I know what I want to do and how I want to do it, and I think that it's going to be fun. I'm just blessed to be here. I'm happy to be here, all smiles, man.
I think it helped me out a lot because the wrestling is a big sport of leverage. You have to learn how to control the other person across from you. And playing interior defensive line, you got to play a lot of double teams and a lot of big people leaning on you and pushing on you different ways. And just with the wrestling background, you can understand how to fight against the pressure a whole lot easier just because you know that leverage already. And then hand placement, you got to have good hand placement in wrestling. And then when you're trying to practice leverage in football and hand placement and trying to control somebody else, those things are essential. If you don't know those little small aspects and details, you're not going to be great as a defensive lineman. I feel like they helped me become a better defensive lineman just because I had a wrestling background.
I feel like I'm a playmaker, so I'm not going to have to worry about that. And I feel like I'm going to bring some work ethic into practice and into the weight room that will change things around there and hopefully, maybe be a voice of leadership that can help swing things. Tom Brady. I'm a Peyton Manning fan.
Just the mentality that you bring to practice. Probably the biggest thing that I took away from my 4 years is the best games I've ever had have also been my best weeks of practice. So that's a lot of things just from talking to teams across the nation. Just practice is where you develop the skills that allow you to have success in the game. And that's kind of the biggest thing that I've taken away from Alabama over the last 4 years.
As far as like on the field and after the game, like I said, we probably mentioned them in a Twitter comment. And he's like one of the best tackles I faced, and like I said, I stick to that. I mean, a guy is strong, athletic, physical, and he's like I said, he's a prick. I mean, that's what he is, and that's how most old linemen should be. I mean, they should want to get under your skin and do all that. And like I said, during that game, I mean, he had a few good ones against me, and also had a few good ones against him. But overall, that's the best tackle I ever went against.